Thanks for tuning in. From Municipal World, I'm Susan Gardner. This is the MW Shares podcast, where we share your stories, providing insights into the challenges and opportunities facing local governments and communities just like yours. The MW Shares podcast is powered by Shure Microphones. In part one, Ben Perry, president of Perry Group Consulting Limited, joined us to discuss the significant uptake on digital solutions that we've seen during the pandemic and how municipalities have adapted so quickly to the work-from-home frontier. In today's episode, you'll hear the rest of my conversation with Ben, where he shares his thoughts on the new approaches and new technologies deployed during the pandemic, plus how COVID-19 has inspired priority setting and a return to the basics.
I think what you're saying about, you know, the scope of the things that fall within the municipal realm of responsibility is also massive. So, you know, if you were looking at this, you know, outside of a mandate to do all of this, everything, be able to continue on, you know, in a digital world, if you were taking that on as a project outside of the situation we find ourselves in right now, of course, this would seem like a daunting and insurmountable project.
Yeah,
to taking years into the future to, you know, to plan out carefully every piece of it.
And I think that's actually that point is a very good one. And I think that the reality is that I think a lot about the iPhone. You know, when the iPhone was launched, yeah, it was a revolutionary device. But it actually didn't have cut copy and paste. It didn't have a video camera. It didn't actually have an app store. There were lots of features missing from that product. And over the last 10, 12, 13 years, Apple has iteratively worked on that product to the point now where, you know, it dominates the industry and these types of things. But the fact is that on day one, when that product was launched, it didn't have all of the features and there were lots of critics. And I think that's a fascinating sort of observation for the way that we approach technology and digitization of municipal services. We can't do it all at once. It's impossible. You're right. It's a daunting task. So like any task, you break it down into smaller pieces and you iterate through. So, you know, what are your most important services? What are the processes in your organization that consume the most of your time? What are the most high profile, most complained about by customer services? And those are areas that we can begin to work on. I really think that's sort of something that, you know, Google and Amazon and these types of firms have learned, is that you don't get it right the first time. You know, perfect is the enemy of good enough and all of those other sort of phrases. Get something out there and get going, and get customer feedback. This is another important thing that I think that, those types of organizations have learned, is that you build what they call a minimum viable product. So it's the most basic thing that you can, that delivers a sense of what the service might be, and you release it to customers, and customers tell you what's great about it and what's terrible about it. And then as an organization, you focus on the things that are great and you start tackling the things that they tell you are terrible. And I think you have to be quite brave to do that. And certainly in the municipal world, we used to, you know, a lot of, you know, eyes watching us, and we're concerned about doing the right thing. But it is, you know, I think Amazon and Google and Facebook sort of show to us a path forward. I do also think that, you know, we have to remember that technology itself is not a panacea. It's part of a much bigger ball of wax. When we talk to people about this stuff, we talk about people, process, then technology. And really, you should only get to the technology part when you've figured out the people and process part. And too often we see people trying to solve business problems with technology, maybe technology that they've seen at a conference, when we really need to focus on solving the actual business problems, or maybe some people problems first. I think one final point I think that's worth bearing in mind is that municipalities spend on technology between 1-3% of their budgets. Lots of municipalities will spend much less than 3%. The average across all industry is about 3.5%. But digital transformers, those that are going through digital transformation, are spending double that. So they're spending 7% of their investment on technology. And, so when we're saying, when I'm talking earlier about banks and these types of things, those are the experiences that people are having. People are experiencing interactions with Netflix and with their bank or with PC Express or whatever it might be. And those firms are spending significantly on digital transformation. So something to be borne in mind, you know, municipalities are competing with these types of organizations. I'm not suggesting that we need to be spending 7%, but I am suggesting that we need to think carefully about how much money we're going to spend on technology to achieve the goals that we're trying to achieve.
So we've seen a lot of new things adopted, new technologies deployed during the pandemic. Are there some of these that you think are going to be more likely to stick than others?
Well, you know, I think one thing I think that is worth people reflecting on is really the speed at which municipalities have moved. And as we've said before, that's not typical. And the way we've done that is by being what I would call agile, and what the industry would call agile, flexible, responsive. We've sort of experimented with things. We've been less risk averse than we might normally be. And I personally have participated in a number of digital council and committee meetings over the past few weeks. The first week that they were launched, were they perfect? Absolutely not. But they have iterated and improved, meeting after meeting, learning as we've gone. And, I think 10% better is always 10% better. And there's always an opportunity to improve. So, you know, as I mentioned before, the idea of being open to trying, about iterating and changing on the fly, about breaking big initiatives into smaller, more achievable initiatives. I think these are really important ideas that municipalities can take away, can learn from their experiences and can apply going forward. I think personally, I've loved the expanded use of work from home. I've been working from home for the last 15 years. And in some respects, I think this is a coming out party for more flexible working. I see lots of municipalities thinking and talking maybe more about more flexible work options. I think there was a municipality I was reading about in Nova Scotia that's moved to a 4-day work week. I've enjoyed the increased honesty and sort of lack of artifice of video conferences. I sort of love it when a kid or a cat walks into the frame. You know, it sort of makes it a bit more real. And I think our connection with our colleagues as a result is better. And I think that in turn leads to better work. And then I think, the drive to digital services is real. Customers expect it. They demand it. I don't think this means that face-to-face services are removed. It doesn't mean that we only offer digital services. It means that we offer choice. So Sears, probably not a good reference, but their thing was click, call, or come in. And I think just like the banks, you know, still offer the teller service, municipalities are going to offer, you know, various channel, you know, services across various channels. And we know, you know, one size doesn't fit all. And for various reasons, there are people that won't want to use digital services. But, you know, 85% of Canadians bank online now. 92% of Canadians are online. And I think it's fair to assume that Canadians that want to bank online are also going to want to interact with their municipalities online where it's possible and practical. So I think these are some of the big things that are important going forward.
Now we're going to take a short break before getting into the rest of the conversation with Ben Perry. Municipal World's executive membership delivers a powerful toolkit for managing Canada's towns and cities. You get the most complete suite of print and online news, plus high-impact communication services and exclusive member content, as well as information to help you and your community stay a step ahead. Executive membership is sized to fit your organization from 5 to 50 users per membership, and members report saving an average of $1,287 per year just on job postings. It's a smart investment that can quickly pay for itself. Become a member today. Does your municipality have COVID-19 resource materials to share with other communities for reference? Examples might include bylaws, communications and news releases, reports, memos to council, to name just a few. Municipal World is managing a central repository for such documents as a resource for the municipal community as they develop their responses to the pandemic. You can log into your account to access the resource page where you can view and contribute documents. You can find it at municipalworld.com/coronavirus-docs. Without further delay, let's jump back into that conversation with Ben Perry.
So, looking to the future, if I can ask you to take out your crystal ball, what do you see as being some of the biggest opportunities for municipalities to build on the tech successes that they've achieved for their organizations during this time?
So, I mean, there's a few things I think that I've talked about already. You know, people less willing to come into your offices. You know, we can go faster in delivering solutions, and that leadership commitment is absolutely critical. Tech teams in general in municipalities, you know, municipalities are stuffed full of smart people. Everyone has great potential. If you empower and enable and support them, they can do amazing things. I think that's been shown. Iteration, for sure, is really an effective approach. Breaking your projects into smaller parts where leads to better success, no question. I think going forward in tech, some of the big trends in technology are around cloud and the move to cloud services, the adoption of mobile technology. And while mobile apps for citizens are one area, I think a huge area of opportunity for municipalities is mobile enabling staff. So just like your UPS or FedEx delivery driver comes to the door and, you know, asks you to sign on the device, you know, many of our roads crews and facilities folks and things like that, people like that would really benefit from mobile technology. We've definitely seen data, some amazing dashboards, as I mentioned before. I think there's huge opportunities in municipalities to really leverage data to understand the operation of our business, the impact of policy decisions and these types of things. So I think these are sort of technology trends. I think the big opportunities are around sort of digitization. You know, we often talk to our municipal clients about the idea of back to basics. So if we haven't really digitized the back office processes, for instance, you know, if the way that we deal with planning applications is by building a large paper file, then that is a challenge then to offer that as a digital service. So there is a two-step process here. Like, we need to digitize the actual business process before we can offer the digital service to our customers. So, you know, back to basics is really focusing on digitization of business processes. So I think, you know, people listening to this, if you feel like you'd like to be delivering more digital services, well, the starting point is to really understand, well, what level of digitization do we have for some of those most important services that we need to offer?
During COVID-19, in some ways, municipalities have been forced to return to back to basics as they look to prioritize. It's been an amazing priority setting exercise in many ways.
I think that, and I also see some fundamental philosophical almost rethinking of some of the services that are needed by our communities. Actually, I was talking the other day to a recreation team, and they were really rethinking, we've sort of focused all of our work around getting people into community centers, into our community centers, but maybe we don't want to do that as much. Maybe we should be using more outside space. I thought that was quite an interesting idea. And they also talked to me about, in a world where every Hollywood D-lister has a YouTube fitness channel, you know, should municipalities really be getting into, online recreation programming, or should they be doing something else? And, you know, for me, I think that's quite encouraging. I mean, it's municipalities thinking deeply about what their role is, but also how they fit into a digital world, into a digital world around us. And I think that's, you know, for me, that's being digital, not doing digital. And I really like some of those conversations and thinking that's going on right now.
I do too. As you said earlier, it's a nice intersection of people and process and technology, and putting those important pieces first. This has been a fantastic conversation, Ben. Thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your insights. It's been a pleasure chatting.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it too.
I want to thank Ben Perry for taking the time to chat with us. And thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more from Ben, follow him on Twitter at BenPerry20. We hope you've enjoyed this special episode of MW Shares Municipal Pandemic Response. If you found the information in today's episode useful, we hope you'll please drop us a note to let us know, or give us a shout on Twitter at Municipal World. Until next time, I'm Susan Gardner. This is MW Shares. Please stay healthy, stay safe.